Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Predictions, they're guesses. So often we have seen storylines that are nothing like what we expected. That's the brilliance of sports. I mean, there's so many storylines in sports year after year after year that kind of smack us upside the head. That's my favorite part. They continually surprise me. Every time you think you know, you don't know.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. I hope you survived the day after a holiday weekend, which sometimes can feel like a punch to the gut or a slap to the face. I get it. It can be tough, but I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. Vacations are a good thing. No complaining about how hard it is to get back to work. However, if you work these hours, whether we're talking overnights or whether we're talking early morning hours, I certainly know that coming off of a vacation where you maybe slept more typical hours or standard hours can be rough. That's the thing with me is every few days I'm changing my sleep schedule. Not a great idea. I do not recommend it. But welcome back. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Glad to have you with us. Just when you get adjusted to me on the show again, I'll be gone. Actually, just hosting this hour, well, these first two shows of the week, and then our hump show tomorrow night, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. But then we'll be gone again for second half of vacation. Although really, really disappointed because my mom and her husband were supposed to be part of my brother's milestone birthday. But because of Hurricane Beryl, they've had to cancel their trip. Thank you. So many of you asked about mom on both of our social media sites. I really appreciate that. They have not had power for nearly 24 hours. They're part of the roughly 3 million people in the Houston area that do not have power. And while it was cooler yesterday, Monday, they are expecting the heat to return and the temps to soar, which of course makes it uncomfortable, not to mention dangerous in some cases. But also thinking about what they have in their fridge, and they've got an Aussie who's older and it's tough in the heat. Although she likes to sit outside in the sun sometimes in their backyard, which is funny. So they are actually going to head west to get out of the heat. They've got a fifth wheel, so they'll pull their trailer west and they'll wait until the power comes back on. But unfortunately, they have no place to board the dog because the place they take Gracie is also out of power. And there's debris and limbs and branches down everywhere. Some of them actually hit the top of Mom's trailer, but thank you. Thankfully, there was no damage done that they can see. So, yeah, they're going to get out of town for a little bit, but are not going to travel east for my brother's birthday. And so we're all really disappointed. And my mom is heartbroken over that, but just don't have any place to leave the dog and are not real comfortable leaving the house for a week until they know the power is back on. But thank you for asking. They are safe. I know a lot of people were in danger. There were water rescues, certainly flooding, and people stranded in their cars along highways. This is a Category 1 when it made landfall. So we're not talking about the, you know, the most devastating of storms that we've had in the past. Like even Hurricane Harvey, which was it 10 years ago, 9 years ago in the Houston area? So there have been storms that maybe packed more of a wallop, but this one certainly did a lot of damage. And I know there are a lot of people that will be suffering in the heat if they don't have their power back on. So praying for that to happen. I appreciate your kind words and your support. To be sure, my phone and our social media, they were blowing up on Monday afternoon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence online at A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. We've been talking a bunch about Team USA for a variety of reasons. If you haven't heard the name Cooper Flagg, today is the day. Also, Jason Tatum joining Team USA for the first time. He was an excused absence, but good to see him back with some of the best in the world. And maybe you've noticed that he is wearing Kobe's number 10 with the red, white, and blue.
Nothing short of an honor to be able to represent this uniform and wear number 10. You know, anybody that remotely knows me knows how much influence that he had on me as a kid and aspiring to reach my goals. So it's definitely something I don't take for granted or take lightly.
Jason Tatum, like the rest of the Americans, doesn't actually know what the lineup is going to look like. So Steve Kerr and his assistants, they're still working that out. I mean, it's a lot to try to figure out in a few days of a training camp, especially when they really don't practice and play together very often. Maybe all-star games, all-star rosters, but completely different feel than a serious tournament like the Olympics. And so for Tatum, you know, it's about this kind of crash course and getting to know everyone as quickly as you can.
We got high character guys that understand what we're trying to accomplish and understand how tough it is to put 12 new guys on the team with 40 days to get to know each other and practice and be away from your family and try to win a gold medal. And that's all that matters, not who starts, how many points you average. You know, all that matters is if we come home with the gold medal.
Not that dissimilar from winning a championship and pursuing a ring that had eluded the Celtics and eluded Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Really, when it comes down to it, who cares about all-star rosters or all-NBA rosters or who wins the MVP? Those things are nice and actually sometimes come with a financial incentive, but ultimately you don't have any room to stand or any place to talk if you don't have the ring. And now what a relief that is, though, as you can imagine, it's been quite the crazy few weeks since the Celtics beat the Mavericks.
It's been a whirlwind. Winning a championship is whatever I thought that it would be like. It's 10 times better. You work so hard to accomplish a goal, and I think us falling short a couple of times made it that much sweeter. And to say the least, I'm still enjoying it. I am. You know, it feels amazing to be a champion.
It feels amazing to be a champion. Jason Tatum, also Drew Holiday, is on that Team USA roster. And I suppose he still has bragging rights, even among the Celtics, because he's got the two rings. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's kind of neat, too, some of the other stories coming out of the NBA. We know the rosters for some of the other teams feature multiple pro athletes or multiple NBA athletes, and so there should be some good competition. Had a chance to talk with longtime Hoops insider Kurt Heelan, who joined us from Vegas earlier in the show. Yes, 120 degrees on Monday. Anyway, I asked him about the top competition for the Americans in Paris. We'll bring back part of that conversation in a few minutes. Plus, get to know Cooper Flagg. We heard a lot about him on Monday. He was trending on Monday, and Kurt Heelan had a front row seat. But some of the other teams that are either new to the Olympics or haven't participated in a long time in men's basketball, that includes Puerto Rico. First time since the 2004 games in Athens that Puerto Rico has fielded a team that's qualified for the Olympics. And Jose Alvarado, who's the great point guard for the Pelicans, he actually had 23 points in their clinching game on Sunday against Lithuania, I believe. Anyway, he's really excited about the fact that his team gets to play on this international stage.
The game was amazing. The atmosphere was great. You know, obviously, you know, this game was very important for us and the island. But we knew it was more than just basketball. We knew how great we had to be to represent this island. And the love they gave us was amazing. We just wanted to do as best as we can for them. As a kid that wasn't born in the island, I'm learning so much from this game and from all the history that came with it. And it's amazing. And I'm just so happy to be part of it. Like, obviously, the 20 years was a very long time, but you know, JJ, Carlos, and all those greats was in the building. They created this path for us, and I'm just happy to be part of the team that got to make history today.
Yeah, it's really neat. I would say, too, and I guess you can get upset at me if you want, but I think in other countries, these international competitions mean a lot more than they do to the United States, and maybe even to the athletes as well. Yes, it's an honor to wear the red, white, and blue. And I don't know many of these guys who take it for granted. That's why we're talking about Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday, who barely had a couple weeks off and are now getting right back to basketball. No doubt, even Jason being in his mid-20s, there's some mental and physical fatigue. And he mentions being away from his family, though I do hope Deuce is there, gets to visit him. But these guys are sacrificing their summer and their time off to be part of this team in which they may not star, but it's important to them to rep the red, white, and blue and maybe to win a gold medal. And that adds to their legacy and their resumes as well. But in other countries, these international teams have so much more pressure on them because the entire nation is focused on what they do, whether it's World Cup and soccer or their football, whether it's the Olympics and the opportunities that don't come around very often. I mean, think about it. There's really no chance that Team USA would ever not qualify for the Olympics. I mean, that's the thing. We've got the best of the best for the most part. Obviously, some of them play for other countries, like Giannis for Greece, like Luka, I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Canada. So there are great athletes. So Wembanyama, Rudy Gobert for France. There are some amazing athletes who play for other nations. But the greatest collection of NBA players is on Team USA. There's no way that we'd ever be the U.S. men's national team in soccer and not qualify for an international competition. But I think we take it for granted, number one. Number two, there are so many other options in the United States, and we have so many other athletes that are competing in the Olympics that I'm not even sure at the Olympics it's as big a story, even once we get to the games for Team USA. But for these other countries who maybe have one or two teams or the opportunities don't come around very often, this is humongous for them. The qualifying process alone, as you heard from Jose Alvarado, brought out a bunch of the greats who had been part of that 2004 Olympic team. They've got the entire nation that's paying attention because it's a big deal for Puerto Rico to qualify for basketball, the Olympic basketball competition. And it's the same, right, at maybe even more heightened when we're talking about soccer because that's the world's game. And while it may not have the same prominence here in the United States, I mean, think about it. if you fail to qualify in some of these other countries, well, gosh, I mean, you're ashamed. You're embarrassed almost because of the pressure and the attention that is on it. Now, that can contribute to some of these younger players, like Luka, for instance. He turned pro at 12 years old. He was playing in international competitions when he was still a teenager. It's caused him to be very comfortable under pressure, in a pressure cooker, on this world stage. There isn't anything that he really hasn't seen or done yet, short of winning a championship in the NBA. But he's comfortable with pressure on him because it's become almost second nature to him. And that's another way in which other countries, I think, have a better training ground or training process for these Olympics or World Cups, even World Championships, because they're so used to that. And honestly, because they spend more time year-round training and practicing and playing in competitions together. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Giannis actually says, as much as he would like to win, you can tell he's getting older, right? He's not only the dad jokes, but he also tends to be more philosophical these days. Remember when it wasn't this past year, it was 2 years ago, right, where they lost, they fell short of winning a championship, they fell short of getting to the NBA Finals again, and Giannis was asked about whether or not it was a failure, and he went off on this big, long diatribe about how the process is really the most rewarding part. It's the journey. Of course it's not a failure. And yeah, we're getting more of that now as Greece has qualified for the Olympics. He's planning on enjoying it, and I can't imagine anyone's going to enjoy it more, as opposed to being so hyper-focused on the one goal.
Now, if I'm the flag bearer, great. If I'm not, it's okay. I'm just happy, man. I'm just happy that I have a good coaching staff, a good team. I'm in the Olympics. I just want to go compete, be more healthy, compete, and try to make something happen. You know. But again, as coach say, I will enjoy. I will enjoy every moment. I will enjoy every moment because you never know in life. I will enjoy every moment.
You never know in life. I'm telling you, he's become much more philosophical than he used to be. And he's not even old. It's just he's lived a lot of life and he's been in the spotlight for a while. Speaking of spotlight, Anthony Edwards, well, he enjoys it and he's rising to the occasion. We saw him do this with the Minnesota Timberwolves the last 2 months of the regular season when Kat was not available. So as Karl-Anthony Towns returned and Edwards, and he kind of figured it out, that 1-2 punch, if you will, they soared to the Western Conference Finals, where, granted, he did not play his best basketball consistently. However, it's been a huge boost for his confidence, a huge boost for his ego, now feeling like he can carry the team and carry a team, including Team USA. Believe it or not, Anthony Edwards thinks the ball should go through him.
I'm still the number one option. Yeah, I mean, y'all might look at it differently. I don't look at it no differently. Go out there and be myself, shoot my shots, play defense, and, you know, they got to fit in to play around me. That's how I feel.
They have to fit in and play around me. He has reason to be cocky and arrogant, as I say, at 22 years old. He is largely responsible for the Timberwolves maintaining, what was it, were they a two seed or three seed? They were the three seed behind the Thunder and the Nuggets. However, there were a lot of people who thought they would sink like a rock once Karl-Anthony Towns got hurt with a couple months to go. He was terrific. He dislocated a finger dunking. He bumped his head on the bottom of the rim when he was blocking a shot. I mean, the acrobatics and the athleticism that we saw from him at the end of the regular season and some parts of the playoffs, it was really impressive. It's a bit of a coming out party for Edwards, if you will. He thinks he's the number one option on Team USA. I'm not even sure he'll be a starter. He believes he's option number one. So he inspired our show question: who are the most arrogant, cockiest athletes in sports right now? We're getting some great answers. You can find the question at Amy After Hours or on our Facebook page. I know many of you are going all time. Most of my answers have been more current, like Aaron Rodgers, like Draymond Green, Definitely would put LeBron James in that category. Honestly, I feel like some athletes just exude arrogance where probably all of them think that they are the best, and yet they don't wear it quite the same way. But yeah, you've got athletes who definitely will lead with cockiness, if you want. And in some cases, it is definitely a way that they motivate themselves and get themselves fired up and feel that adrenaline, that rush. I have zero problem with it. I think Angel Reese kind of belongs in that category. I don't have any issues with it as long as you can back it up. That's kind of humorous when you say that you're the best or you lead with your arrogance, but you actually can't back it up. So personality, it varies from athlete to athlete, but certainly there are some cocky ones out there. So who are the cockiest, most arrogant? Again, on Twitter or Facebook, glad to have you with us. Phone number 855-212-4227. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I bet he breaks that. Here's the 2-2. Well, he's going to try to do it right now. De La Cruz off for third. He'll make it easily. Swing and a miss by Candelario, but De La Cruz with his 45th stolen base of the year.
Just broke it.
And that does break the record. 2-1 pitch. Benson runs. De La Cruz rips it toward right. On the run, Blackman, he won't get it. That's going to bounce and one hop the wall near the 370 sign. Benson racing around third, headed home. The relay throw to the plate, not in time. Benson dives across home on the RBI double to the wall and right by Ellie De La Cruz. It's 4-0 Reds.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We are not even to the All-Star break yet, and All-Star shortstop Ellie De La Cruz of the Reds, he's busy on the base paths. Man, the second he gets on the base paths, you might just assume he's going to steal. It's one thing to know it's going to happen. It's completely another to stop him or hold him close enough or pick him off. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The call's there on Reds Radio. So Ellie had an RBI double. He scored twice and stole two bases in the first inning. Don't. That's when you know it's not going well for the Rockies. He now has 45 on the year. And so he has the most ever in Reds history before the All-Star break. And, you know, he's just a jolt of energy and lightning at 22 years old himself. He's a guy that injects a whole lot of energy into that Reds lineup. And they're trying to get back to 500 and back to being competitive in the National League Central. But beyond that, you need to pay attention to Ellie De La Cruz. 45 stolen bases, most ever in franchise history before they hit the All-Star break. And they still have a ways to go. So, yeah, he's not only Speedy Gonzalez on the base paths, but he's also trying to learn Japanese so he can speak to Ohtani.
I'm learning Japanese to try to.
That's
a joy.
Really?
Yeah.
Right,
learning
Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
I talked
trying.
To
Shelly. I don't know if I'm going to learn, but I'm trying.
I love that. He will speak Espanol, working on his English, obviously, and getting more comfortable with that, and Japanese. I don't know if I'm going to, but I'm going to try.
That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
Especially when you're playing MLB baseball. MLB.
Yes. I mean, in all your spare time, maybe on road trips when you're flying from place to place, you can work on your Japanese.
The Duolingo?
I think, first of all, Shohei does speak some English. We know that this is the case. He just doesn't do it publicly very often. So I'm not sure he needs to be able to speak Japanese to communicate with Shohei, but I like the ambition. And I would think maybe Rosetta Stone. I don't know. I would recommend it. What's the other one? Babbel?
Babbel's another Duolingo, one. Duolingo, Rosetta Stone.
You actually can probably find it on your phone somewhere, too. I know when I need to, so I write back and forth to my friends in Cuba, and when I need to check some words to be sure that I don't write something I don't mean, I use Google Translate. I know they have a voice option as well. You could try that. Good for you. I like it for Ellie. As if blazing the bases, blazing a new trail for the Reds isn't enough. He's going to learn Japanese. Hey, one of the big stories coming out of the NL Central is Paul Skenes, who made the All-Star game, and there's actually a push for him to start for the National League, which would bring a lot of eyeballs to the table because he's so much fun already, and it's been quite an impressive debut for him after being selected number one overall in the draft. So he was actually talking to his team after making the All-Star roster, and Pirates social media captured it.
I don't know, this is cool. And I'm just grateful for all you guys. Since the first day I've been here, I've been a part of the team. So couldn't have done it without you guys.
Isn't that neat? He's so much fun and is putting... We're talking about eyeballs and earballs on the Pirates. Now, Pirates fans are obviously into their team. Again, they're just below 500. They're trying to pull their way back into relevance there in the NL Central. But people show up. They show up to watch the Pirates pitching these days. And it's kind of a neat video if you haven't seen it. Paul Skeens finding out he's an All-Star. It's out there in the social media universe. So yeah, these are guys that I bet that there are some Pirates fans who are almost afraid to get attached to them because usually the young guys don't get paid by the Pirates and they end up pitching and starring for someone else. But maybe right now, enjoy it while you got it because he's dynamic. And a couple of rookie pitchers in that starting rotation. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. He's not a rookie, but it's kind of a comeback journey for Chris Sale, who's also on the All-Star roster.
Definitely satisfying. You know, I appreciate it for sure. You know, you go through some years like I had, you start thinking if this is ever even a possibility again. You know, and to be able to, you know, be in this position, like you said, you know, having a team take a chance on me with, you know, it. That wasn't an easy trigger to pull, I'm assuming, just because of the what it looked like previously. But, you know, they gave me a chance, and I'm happy to be able to do this for them.
Yeah, really cool. So while we're talking about athletes who are arrogant, injuries and a couple of bad seasons, they can humble you like nobody's business, especially when, like Chris Sale, and we could talk about other guys too, you're forced to sit and watch for the first time ever. So I love the redemption story with Chris Sale. You know, I'm big into redemption stories, and this is a huge one for him. When you recognize what he had done previously in his career to the point where he kind of hit rock bottom and he wasn't sure that he would have another take or another team, but he has with Atlanta. And so now, let's see. He is 11-3 as the latest numbers that I see with an ERA of 2.71, just pretty dynamic. Good for him. I love this kind of story in baseball and other sports as well, where guys get a second chance to do what they love, and they reward a team that takes a chance on them. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, on our show Twix at Amy After Hours, asking you the most arrogant and cockiest athletes in sports. Mark is in Boston. What do you think, Mark?
How you doing, Amy? I have a couple in mind. I don't know which one to choose from, but I would have to go with Terrell Owens and actually Chad Ochocinco and Keyshawn Johnson.
I don't recall if they all, well, certainly T.O. and Ochocinco played at the same time. Keyshawn may have been a little ahead of them, but it really does seem to be the rite of passage for elite wide receivers that they have to have some giant ego they carry with them on the field.
But I got one that might surprise you, Sandra, being a Celtics fan. Okay. Larry Bird.
Oh, I don't think that surprises me.
The most quietest, obnoxious person you ever want to see.
Yeah, not on the court, right? He was a huge trash talker.
All he had to do was just make faces and shrug his shoulders and say, yeah, not tonight, boys.
Good stuff. Mark, good to hear from you. Thanks for your phone call. 855-212-4227. Yeah, I cut my teeth on late 80s, early 90s NBA. So we're talking about guys like Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. I saw one post on our Facebook page that points to Bill Laimbeer and the Bad Boys as being some of the most arrogant of all time. So you can find us on either site. Actually just put up the Blue Angels photos on Facebook, as well as a bonus photo from inside the C-130. I couldn't help but I had to sit in one of the seats, and Bob took my photo. So I shared that with you as well. A little July 4th excitement. You can check those out while you're answering the question. And also on Twix, did share a photo for Grammy Helen, well, just 2 years. The fact that it's been 2 years kind of blows me away. But a day that I spent even more time than usual thinking about her. A lot of you asked about my mom and how they're doing in Houston. So there's all kinds of stuff on our social as we head to our break. Straight ahead, a couple of minutes from my conversation with longtime NBA insider Kurt Heelan, who is covering Team USA in Vegas. Yeah, the rage and the trend on social media on Monday was not about any of the current NBA superstars. It was about a 17-year-old who was playing with no fear. Here's our latest sports update.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
And what era is this music from?
mid-2000s.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds more like the 70s. Sometimes I get thrown off by the instrumental music, but all
right. Is the song from Superbad. Not Superbad. Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Not my kind of movie. I stopped watching comedies after Money Pit. There was no way that any movie would ever be better than that on the comedy side. Actually, heard on the radio last night when I was driving into work that Tom Hanks was celebrating a birthday. 78, I think. Well, I could be wrong. Hold on. I'll check just to make sure that I'm not giving you false information. But he is one of my all-time favorite actors. And so I noticed. No, I totally lied. 68. I made that up. Poor guy. I just gave him 10 extra years. I knew there was an 8 in there. Somebody else was. The announcer was going through a list of birthdays. And somebody else that was an actor. Oh, shoot. You know who it might have been? Hold on. There was another one. Before I say his name, you'll know him. Yeah, so he was in the 70s. I got the two numbers mixed up, so I juxtaposed. Tom Hanks, 68. John Tesh. Remember John Tesh? Actually wrote the theme and performed the theme for the NBA on NBC. It's called Round Ball Rock, whether or not you know it. Ryan, if you want to find it on YouTube, we can play it before the top of the hour.
That one.
Yeah, so that was... sounded just like it. Anyway, he's 72. And so I was listening to this list of names and got Tom Hanks and John Tesh and their ages juxtaposed. That's me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Glad to have you with us. Who are the most arrogant and cockiest athletes all time or just right now? I'm actually more concerned with the right now. I've got recency bias. We had a chance to talk to Kurt Heelan from Las Vegas, who's covering USA basketball, the training camp, as well as Summer League, and wanted to bring back part of that conversation so you could hear all about Cooper Flagg. Because I asked him, what's the biggest buzz coming out of Vegas right now?
I think two things. What people are really curious to see what Team USA, with all this talent, looks like. Like, how is it going to mesh? How long is that going to take? Because it's certainly a stacked roster. With veterans and Curry and LeBron and Kevin Durant's got gold and on down the line. But, you know, we know from every sport we've ever watched, talent is, like, you got to have talent to win, but you've got to have talent that meshes and fits together. So, like, how is this going to look? And they get a good test on Wednesday night against Canada, who's a team that beat them in the World Cup a year ago. And the other thing that was eye-popping today was, for a lot of us, these last couple of days were the first time we all got to see Cooper Flagg in person. He's legit. Like, Cooper Flagg is going to be the Duke prospect, expected to go number one next year. I think he's 17 still, and he was out there probably the stretch we saw today, probably the best of the select team players on the floor. And that's with Trey Murphy and all these guys who are about to get paid, all these up-and-coming players, and he was just not only part of it, but, like, impressively part of it.
And he is on his way to Duke, so hasn't even played a college game yet. How did he do against some of the Team USA members?
It's really impressive. He is, I believe, 6'8 or 6'9. I'm not sure what the official is. But he's got a high release. He's athletic. He gets up. He defended well. But I think there was one stretch, and the clip is out there online. You can find it. He knocks down a three. He's got a smooth stroke, gets back, makes a defensive play at the other end, comes back the other way and basically jumps past on offense, again, missed shot, jumps past Drew Holiday and gets the tip in. Kind of, he was going for the dunk and got fouled, so it was more of a tip in, but like a 3-point play going the other way, and it was really impressive. He's got the athleticism and the skill, and he's doing all this, like I said, at 17. So it's gonna be a good year to be a Blue Devils fan.
Team USA just got Jason Tatum in town. This is post Celtics NBA title. What did he have to say about getting back on the court?
He said it seems really fast, but I imagine so. He's like, we just won 20 days ago. It's been basically 3 weeks, and they partied in Miami for a little bit, then they had the parade, and they've done all this. And he and Drew Holiday they haven't spent a lot of time trying to get their feet back under them, and haven't done a lot of off-season work. So there's a little of them playing themselves into shape going on, and that's understandable. But he was out there today in a unit with a first unit we don't know what the first unit's going to look like. But my guess, this was Stephen Curry, LeBron, Tatum, kind of in what would have been the KD role, and Joel Embiid was in that group as well, which I imagine that's what 4/5 of the starting lineup is going to look like. And Curry was out there. We'll see on Wednesday night, but he was right in the middle of it and kind of stepped into the Kevin Durant role.
We also heard Anthony Edwards say that he was the number one option. What's the reaction to that, Kurt?
He said it with this huge grin. It was just vintage Anthony, Anthony Edwards, where he is all confidence and bordering on arrogance, but kind of with this wink, right? Like yeah, I know. He later said, somebody asked one of the questions was asked of a lot of players, like, with this roster, who gets the last shot, right? Like, tie game late, who gets the ball? And he's like, well, it better go to Kevin Durant. That's who I paid to see. That's why I'm here. I want to see my idol take that shot. I think, though, what they need from him, and he was another guy who got some interesting minutes with different groups over the last few days, he brings a level of athleticism that, we've got all these veterans out there, but they're older and they're not athletic in the same way. Right anymore, even LeBron. Anthony Edwards is young and bouncy and flying around out there, and they're going to need that from him, and they're going to need the energy that he and Haliburton bring to really have some of that youth and have some of that something that some of the veterans don't really bring anymore.
Kurt Hegland is with us from steamy Las Vegas, where they're routinely hitting 120 on the gun. It covers the NBA and now Team USA for NBCSports.com. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The lack of practice and the lack of working together can be a detriment against teams from around the world. So what other teams, as we head to Paris, are expected to give the Americans the best competition?
Well, they start off Wednesday night with the team that won the bronze medal at the World Cup a year ago in Canada. Canada's stacked. They got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander as the head of the snake, but it's got Dylan Brooks and R.J. Barrett and Kelly Olynyk and, you know, Lou Dort. They're going to be a really good defensive team up and down the roster, and they've got some shooting and scoring, and again, they play really well within the FIBA system. So they're a team to watch. Serbia is another powerhouse team to watch in USA's first game in Paris against Nikola Jokic, and Serbia is going to be obviously a threat. And the other team to watch, France, the host, they're going to start a front line of Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert. Hmm. And you know, that's where Joel Embiid really matters. Like I said, he is the linchpin for Team USA. They need his size. As good as Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo are, Kerr's been playing them together on the second unit, which is interesting. It ultimately is going to come down to they need Joel Embiid to be Joel Embiid to win this thing, because they allow a lot more physicality in international ball. And if he's not that guy in the paint, USA got pushed around at World Cup. They're trying not to have that happen this time around.
Hmm. All right, Kurt, before I let you go, best way to beat the heat in Vegas?
Don't go outside.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of iced drinks one could have around here and beautiful pools. But when you get to 120, it doesn't matter anymore, man. Just get inside until I think the low tonight's going to get down to 86. So, you know, it'd be really nice out.
Right? It might feel like you're in the Rocky Mountains up in high elevations when it's 86. Good stuff with Kurt Hegland. There's more. We talked about Klay Thompson leaving the Warriors, heading to Dallas, also about Paul George and why that did not work out, because he says that he actually intended to stay with the Clippers.
Just to put it out there, like, I never wanted to leave L.A., right? Initially, I was not trying to leave L.A. L.A. is home. This is where I wanted to finish at. I wanted to work as hard as possible to win one in L.A. Like, that was the goal, to be here and be committed to L.A.
He goes on with his own podcast. It's Podcast P. That was willing to take less than a max deal to remain with the Clips.
So I'm like, just give me what Kawhi got. Like,
right.
Y'all view us the same. Like, you know, we came here together. We want to finish this together. I'll take what Kawhi got. Like, no problem. I was cool with that. Like,
wow.
And we were still taking less. We were taking less. Wow. Kawhi took less. I was like, if Y going to take less, I'm not going to say I want more than Y. Like, I'm not going to, it's not about me being paid more than him. Like, I'm going to take what he got. Y'all give him that, give me that. They didn't want to do that.
And so instead, he ends up getting to Philadelphia, and of course the Clippers, they found out first that he wouldn't be re-signing. It sounds reasonable to me. 3 years, $150 million. Not that that's anything to sneeze at, but that's not a max deal for either he or Kawhi. So good for him for believing that there was something more out there, and now potentially being in that window to win a championship with Joel Embiid. There's more on the Sixers in that conversation with Kurt. All of our guests are podcasted separately along with each hour of the show. So you can find that available on our show, Twix, right after the show, or, of course, anywhere that you get your podcasts. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. The Defensive Player of the Week is, okay, do we have to talk about soccer? Goaltender Emi Martinez of Argentina in the quarterfinals of, do we have to talk about Copa America? In the quarters of Copa America, The keeper made a pair of crucial saves during penalty kicks. How about that? To propel Argentina to a win over Ecuador. Argentina against Canada coming up Tuesday night, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time to play in the, oh, there it is again, the Copa America finals. By the way, if you haven't seen it, every single day since Team USA lost to Uruguay, the Fire Greg Berhalter hashtag has been trending on social. It's out there. There are so many people who are not going to give up until they believe that they have gotten him eliminated. So love some of your responses about the cockiest and most arrogant athletes in sports, including some in the NBA like Draymond Green. There it is. There's that music from John Tesh.
SNL skit.
Yeah, just when was the last time?
Give me the basketball. I'm a dribble, dribble, and dunk. Wait, something, or dunk it.
You know the song? I didn't know it had words.
No, but oh. SNL did a skit where it's they put words to it.
Okay. When was the last time the NBC or the NBA had the NBA was on NBC?
Long
Interesting.
Time.
Good for you, John Tesh. I bet that made him a lot of money. Some of your responses, cocky, arrogant, yada, yada, yada. In the light of Anthony Edwards, lots of Terrell Owens, haha. Lots of Chad Ochocinco, lots of Bryce Harper, the worst current baseball player, which is funny. Conor McGregor, let's see, Greg Norman, Jose Canseco, John McEnroe, Brittany Griner, Muhammad Ali, Dan Marino. Oh, we forgot about Steve Smith. We'll be back tonight to talk about it some more. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.